Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, author of Writing Tools. And this podcast describes tool number 2, order words for emphasis. Place strong words at the beginning of a sentence or a paragraph and at the end. Strunk and White's The Elements of Style advises the writer to place emphatic words in a sentence at the end. An example of its own rule. The most emphatic word appears at the end. Application of this tool will improve your prose in a flash. For any sentence, the period acts as a stop sign. That slight pause in reading magnifies the final word, an effect intensified at the end of a paragraph, where final words often adjoin white space. In a column of type, a reader's eyes are likewise drawn to the words next to the white space. Those words shout, "Look at me." The tools of emphasis are as old as rhetoric itself. Near the end of Shakespeare's famous tragedy, a character announces to Macbeth, "The queen, my lord, is dead." That word "dead" at the end of that sentence resonates with a special power. The poet has one great advantage over those of us who write prose. The poet knows where the line will end. The poet gets to emphasize a word at the end of a line, a sentence, and a paragraph. We prose writers have only two options, the end of a sentence and the end of the paragraph. So that's tool number 2, order words for emphasis, place strong words at the beginning of a sentence or paragraph, and at the end.